Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, August 20th. Coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court sets up a task force for doctor safety. Centre backtracks on lateral entry for UPSC proposal after ally opposition. Parents of Badlapur assault victims storm railway station. And updates from Democratic National Convention in USA. First up, while hearing the Kolkata rape and murder incident today, the Supreme Court of India said the nation cannot wait for another rape for changes on the ground. The bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud also expressed strong dissatisfaction with the West Bengal government and the authorities at the hospital over the delay in filing an FIR and other procedural lapses in handling the case. The Chief Justice of India also raised several pressing questions regarding the actions of the hospital's administration and the local police. He questioned why the FIR was registered 3 hours after the body of the victim was handed over for cremation. In a suo motu cognizance, the Supreme Court on its own took up the investigation into the brutal rape and murder of 31-year-old postgraduate trainee doctor at Kolkata's R.J. Kerr Medical College and Hospital on August 9th. The incident triggered widespread protests across the country and raised several questions over women's safety, particularly in medical colleges. Other justices on the bench were Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra. The Chief Justice also noted that after the principal's resignation, he was reassigned as principal in another college. Quote, "What was the principal doing? FIR was not filed. The body was handled late to the parents. What is the police doing? A serious offence has taken place. The crime scene is in a hospital. What are they doing? Allowing vandals to enter the hospital?" The CJI asked, referring to the vandalism that took place on the intervening nights of last Wednesday and Thursday, when a large mob stormed the hospital campus where students were protesting against the rape case. In response to the bench's questions, Kapil Sibal, who was representing West Bengal government, countered that people at the hospital had taken photos, a case of unnatural death was immediately started, and a board was set up with a judicial magistrate present. However, CJI Chandrachur said that it was the hospital's duty to file the FIR, especially in the absence of the victim's parents. Additionally, the Supreme Court has set up a national task force comprising top doctors who will submit recommendations to ensure doctor safety. The NTF has been asked to submit an interim report within 3 weeks and a final report within 2 months. In next, the government today requested the Union Public Service Commission or UPSC to withdraw its advertisement for lateral entry into bureaucracy. The stunning reversal comes following intense opposition and criticism and pressure from ally Chirag Paswan, who had also expressed reservations against the move. Union Minister Jitendra Singh wrote in a letter to the UPSC that Prime Minister Narendra Modi believes move should be aligned with social justice. The UPSC last week issued the advertisement seeking talented and motivated Indian nationals for lateral recruitment to various senior positions within the union government. These positions included Joint Secretary, Director and Deputy Secretary in 24 ministries with a total of 45 posts up for grabs. Lateral entry into bureaucracy refers to recruitment from outside traditional government service cadres, such as the Indian Administrative Service or IAS, to fill mid and senior level positions in government departments. The move triggered a debate on lateral entry into bureaucracy, with Congress leader Rahul Gandhi denouncing the process as an attack on Dalit. The ruling BJP countered by pointing out that the concept emerged under a Congress-led government. However, their own ally, Union Minister Chirag Paswan, key ally of BJP in Bihar, shared the criticism. Quote, "Reservation provisions must be there in any government appointment. There are no ifs and buts in this. No reservation exists in the private sector, and if it is not implemented in the government positions as well. The information came up to me before on Sunday, and it is a matter of grave concern for me," Mr. Paswan was quoted as saying by news agency Press Trust of India earlier. Mr. Paswan today welcomed the retraction of the move and said it showed the government cares about people's concerns. Quote, "Since the time of lateral entry issue came to my notice, I raised it in front of concerned authorities at different places. I presented the concern of SC, ST and backward people regarding the issue with Prime Minister. For the past 2 days, I have been in touch with the Prime Minister and his office. He held in-depth in discussions with me and I submitted relevant documents to his office. In all kinds of government appointments, rules of reservation must be followed. by the government. I am happy that Prime Minister Modi understood the concerns of SCST and backward people. My party and I thank Prime Minister Modi." Unquote. And next, after the alleged sexual assault of 2 4-year-old girls at a school in Maharashtra's Thane district, hundreds of agitated parents and locals came onto the tracks at the Badlapur railway station at 8 a.m. today and blocked the paths of trains. The two girls were allegedly assaulted in a school of Badlapur district. Angry parents have been staging a blockade since this morning at local railway station and demand strict action against the accused. The management at the school of Badlapur in Thane district has suspended its principal and 2 staffers in connection with the alleged sexual abuse of 2 young girls. In the midst of the protest, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has said he has taken serious cognizance of the incident. Quote, "An SIT is already formed in this matter and we are also going to take action against the school where the incident took place. We are in the process to fast-track this case and no one will be spared if found guilty." According to the complaint, the accused abused the girls in the toilet of the school. The girls had told their parents that the attendant touched them inappropriately, following which a complaint was filed and a case was registered against him under Protection of Children from Sexual Offences or POCSO. The police later arrested him. In the wake of the incident, the management of the school said on Monday, late evening, that it had suspended the principal, a class teacher and a female attendant, holding them responsible for it. The school management also tendered an apology over the episode. It has blacklisted the firm which has been given contract for housekeeping. Breaking from breaking news, is air travel giving passengers diarrhea and infections? One Indian doctor believes so. Username Sudeep the Dog took to X and said, quote, "Can air travel make you sick? Yes, air travel can make you sick. And why just air travel? Any travel in public transport can make you sick if you fail to observe common hygienic practices." The doctor said research has shown that seats, tray tables, armrests, seat belts and other commonly touched surfaces harbor all sorts of bacteria, viruses and other pathogens, and these may be potential causes of sickness. The water in paper cups that the stewardess and stewards graciously offer you with a smile too is not above suspicion, Dr. Sudipto said. He added that deep cleaning is impossible because of quick turnaround between flights. Further, the staff do not get a chance to deep clean the dirty areas. Now, back to news. The Democratic National Convention has kicked off in Chicago and day one featured massive support for VP Kamala Harris and scathing attacks against Donald Trump by Democratic leaders. Hillary Clinton, who became the first woman to secure a major U.S. party's presidential nomination, but eventually lost to Trump in 2016, told the crowd, and I quote, "Donald Trump fell asleep at his own trial, and when he woke up, he made his own kind of history. The first person to run for president with 34 felony convictions," unquote. And later she added, "And now we are writing a new chapter in America's history. Kamala has the character, experience, and vision to lead us forward." Meanwhile, Joe Biden, who quit the race to White House last month, passed the torch to Kamala Harris with a hug, saying he gave everything for his country. He added that Donald Trump bows down to Russian President Vladimir Putin and added, quote, "I never have and Kamala Harris never will do it," unquote. He said as he continued his attack on the Republican presidential candidate. The 81-year-old said that he has been determined to keep America moving forward and not back. Harris had made a surprise appearance at the convention as Democratic nominees don't normally speak until the final day of the convention. And she lavished tribute to her boss and thanked him for his years of selfless service. Speaking on the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, Joe Biden said that they will keep working to bring hostages home. "We will end the war in Gaza and bring peace and security to the Middle East. We are working around the clock to reunite hostages with families and end civilian suffering in Gaza. We are also working to finally deliver a ceasefire." And moving on to the issue of immigration, he said, "Unlike Trump, we will not demonize immigrants. Trump says they are poison in the blood of our country. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration." He also said that Trump continues to lie about the border and killed the strongest bipartisan border deal in the history of the US. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.